Welcome to the First Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco Sunday Morning Worship Service Podcast. For more information or downloads of previous audio services, go to uusf.org. While you're there, check out our monthly newsletter, Weekly Flame, and much, much more.
My spiritual counselors these days is a small gray schnauzer named Pluto, who lives somewhere in Canada. Pluto is making a lot of videos to help us two-leggeds, as he calls us, through COVID times. When I'm feeling particularly shut down or overwhelmed, anxious, and not particularly perky, I turn to him for guidance. In one of his recent Hump Day, meaning Wednesday, videos, he offered this homily. Seated on his couch, wearing a fetching pink collar, his dark gray, silver blue eyes peered into my soul, and he said this. Hi, friends. Pluto here. I know it's been hard these days trying to digest a lot of what's going on. It fills our brains with worry, among other feelings. What we need to do is get the worry balls out. No one likes having that stuck in your throat feeling, or feeling your heart race around, but not in that whooshy way, but that bang, bang, bang. Maybe what you can do with all those worries is make yourself a worry wall. Pick one wall in your house. Don't worry if you just painted it with a fancy Benjamin Moore wind's breath white or a shaker beige. Now go get your crayons and your markers and maybe some old lipsticks, maybe some finger paints, and start getting your thoughts out on the wall. Remember, it's just a wall. When we paint out our mood murals, we see the words and we can feel less scared. And then you can sit down with your family or maybe Zoom in with a friend and talk about those words on your worry wall. And pretty soon when you talk it out, let the pent-up air of those words out and get the feelings behind them. The worry feelings kind of deflate, and you have more room inside, and maybe some happy words will bubble up. And we get through it all. We can go back to the Benjamin Moore store and buy some Dorset Gold or Sagebrook Sage and paint all those worries over. And just in case there's someone in your house who doesn't really want them having the wall painted, you can try a notebook and put all your danger doodles inside of it. Remember, friends, high hands and open heart, and over the hump we go. Bless you, Pluto. Now, back in reality, Wendy has yet to agree to have a worry wall. She likes how the wind's breath white looks in our living room. So I've contented myself with a notebook for all my danger doodles. But to be honest, all this lockdown and being shut in, closed off from people that I love and from things that bring me joy, makes me pine for a place like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, where we can share what's bubbling up in our hearts or what's weighing us down. A place where we can feel heard and can help one another. I mean, let's be serious. Mr. Rogers just wasn't talking to kids. He had a message for all of us. The same writer, Tom Jeannot, that Vanessa mentioned, whose story was adapted for the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, tells this story about Mr. Rogers. He says, when I first visited the neighborhood 21 years ago, one of his in-house writers, the same Hedda Sherapan, told what had happened when he'd enlisted her to write a manual to teach doctors how to talk to children. She worked hard on it, using all her education and experience in the field of child development. But when she handed him her opening, he crossed out what she had written and replaced it with six words. "You were a child once too." Growing up, for many of us, meant putting our feelings on hold, setting them aside while we went about the real work of becoming an adult. We forgot at times what it was like to be a child and to have feelings and want to express them with our words or our crayons or maybe a temper tango. Maybe time for our feelings or others' feelings became a chore or a risk, possibly something taboo. Over time, many of us forgot how to make time to listen and even to look deep within. What Fred Rogers hoped to do was to help us imagine a place, a public space, a place full of strangers transformed by love and kindness into something like a neighborhood where everyone was welcome. It's funny, that does remind me of a place I know. You know, our church sounds a lot like Fred Rogers' neighborhood, though we could use some more puppets. Maybe when we gather again, we can have a button-down sweaters and soft-worn sneakers Sunday. Take a break from our busy, rush, adulting ways and cozy up with one another. After being shut in and shut down, we could really use a kind listening ear. It's like Pluto says, we are all going to need a little lifting up when things are said and done, and high hands and open heart. Over in a sprawling suburb of podcast land, I recently stopped in to visit with Brené Brown, who you may know about her research in vulnerability. She has a new show called Unlocking Us, a title she came up with before we went into lockdown. On a recent show, she interviewed Dr. Mark Brackett, a research psychologist and director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. Dr. Brackett had a real Fred Rogers in his life, his beloved Uncle Marvin. Unlike Dr. Brackett's parents, who were emotionally unavailable, Uncle Marvin was there for him. He made time to listen, to coach, and to lift him up when he felt down. With Uncle Marvin's help, he is a teacher, Dr. Brackett created a curriculum to help us better understand our emotions and name our feelings and explore the stories behind them. Here's a quick step-by-step takeaway from Dr. Brackett's toolbooks. 1, recognize. When you experience strong feelings, pay attention to what's going on and happening in your body. Notice what stories come up around those feelings. 2, understand. Think about the causes and consequences of those feelings. Listen for the themes and the patterns. Look for the connections. 3, label. Describe the emotion or feeling. Get as granular as you can. 4, express. Permit yourself to express those feelings through writing or art making, maybe meditation. Share what you're feeling with someone that you trust. Just find a way to get them out. Mood mural, anyone? 5, regulate. Take care of yourself when your emotions feel like they are taking over. Pause. Breathe and make space. If you're wondering, that's an acronym. RULER. Recognize, understand, label, express, regulate. Remember, says Dr. Brackett, give yourself permission to feel. There are no bad feelings. Feel them all. I imagine Fred Rogers and his dear puppet Daniel would offer the same sage advice. I'm sure the full sisters, Hope and Joy, would too. In this time of feeling shut in and shut out, our hearts possibly in lockdown, please remember to make room for your feelings. Seek out a safe neighbor. Draw your doodle dangers. Throw some paint at that worry wall. And remember, you were a child once too. As we look forward to sweater and sneaker day, think about the person who lifted you up when you were feeling down. Use this time to imagine yourself as a Uncle Marvin or a Fred Rogers for someone you love. It is bound to make you feel good. And feeling good these days is just what we need.
Чего паки возможете, и паки побежде не будете.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco Sunday Morning Worship Service. For more information or downloads of previous audio services, go to uusf.org.
Господа же Бога нашего того, освятя и